Kia ora rā e te iwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikua te ika i wā tekau māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. I rungi te waia kōrero ko te minita kā mea Sepoloni ki te kōrero e pāna ki ngā kai me tērā mahi a te kāwanatanga ki te whāngai i te tangata i tēnei wā o te taumata noho moho au i te taumata tuawha. No reira, tēnā koe ka mea.
Kia ora.
We're just here to speak about the government response to food demand at a level at alert level 4. Are you able just to give us a little bit of a kōrero about what the government is doing at the moment?
Sure. So, well, firstly, just to take a step back, right at the beginning, you know, when we experienced lockdown last year in March, one of the things that popped up was that we didn't have a proper food distribution network across the country whereby food banks could get access to the supplies that they needed in a cheap, cost-effective, easy way. And so we put $32 million last year into the New Zealand Food Distribution Network. So we could set that up. Food could be distributed to food hubs, and then they could get that out to food banks and regions. So that's been helpful, but really it hasn't filled all the gaps that are needed, all the gaps that have arisen with respect to families needing support. This has been a really hard lockdown because particularly in Auckland, we've got so many whānau that are having to self-isolate and not able to even go out and get food. And so we've had to really look at a whole different way of doing things. I give big ups to all the social services that are doing the mahi on the ground. Our job is just to provide the funding to support them to do that. And so last week, I think we put out about $2.8 million across a number of providers to support them with their efforts. And then just on Saturday, we announced another $7 million that will largely go to supporting those organisations that are getting food and essential items out to whānau.
And so besides the services of delivering kai, you spoke about the difficulty of whānau being able to get out and actually get kai. What is your key messages to those whānau at the moment?
My key message is that there is support. First place to start that will be helpful probably is to ring the MSD number. You can test whether or not you might be eligible for a food grant. We've set things up so that you don't necessarily have to go out with your payment card if you have one yourself. A whānau member can pick that up and take it out to go and do the shopping if without no contact between people, but in that way. The money can be direct debited into a person's bank account or into the actual place where things are being purchased. So we've got a whole lot of things in place there. There's also the food bank network across the country. All of that information is available on the COVID website where you would ring for any particular region to get access to food. And many of those organisations, if not all, are... many of them are distributing the food rather than expecting people to go in. I know that in Auckland there's a couple that are moving away from having drive-ins to pick up food parcels because they're worried about the potential for COVID to come into their kind of place of work where they're doing the mahi to get the food prepared and stuff. And so instead they're driving it out to where the whānau are so they can drop it off. If people can't go through a food bank, if they can't get anything from MSD because they're not eligible, then there's another couple of ways. One is we've got the Student Volunteer Army working in different places across the country to actually pick up and deliver food. And as a last port of call, there is also the Civil Defence and Emergency Management teams in each region, and they are another organisation, if all of the other ones don't work out, who can support with getting food to people.
Yeah, we're seeing in the newspaper this morning about the pressure on whangarei at the moment, on the Salvation Army volunteers and staff preparing for more demand for the food parcels.
Yeah, we've never seen this demand before, and it does come down, particularly, as I said, in Auckland, but not just Auckland, obviously, as you're saying, it's happening in whangarei too, to the number of whānau who are self-isolating. Also, there's a lot of fear in our communities amongst just in general, but particularly amongst our older people and those that are vulnerable, they're scared to go out. They're scared of catching the Delta variant. They've probably, they've heard a lot about it. They know how dangerous it is. They know how easy it spreads. And I think that's the difference this time round compared to other lockdowns, there is certainly more fear with respect to the virus, and that's stopping people from wanting to go out and even do their shopping in some instances.
And so in regards to that, do we have any final kōrero in regards to the demand for kai? And I say you're just speaking about the fear of people going out. Is there any other plans in place that are recommended by yourself for the whānau to put in place?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think it's really important for us to continue to check in on each other. I mean, this, you know, is what we do really well. We look after each other. And so, you know, even for me and my whānau, we can't share a bubble with my mother-in-law and my husband's auntie, but they don't want to go out because they're scared. And so we just arrange to drop their shopping off to them and just ring them to check in and make sure that they're okay. And we shouldn't underestimate the importance of doing that at this time, you know, keeping in contact with our loved ones. There is certainly access to food. And so, like as I said, you know, there are different ways of getting it. If you don't need it yourself, but you have whānau that are vulnerable and you have the information or access to the information, when you're checking in on them, make sure that you let them know that these things are available too. Not everyone has the internet. Not everyone's following what's going on as closely as others. And so even sharing that information is very important. And then finally, my message is just to continue to stick to the restriction rules. You know, the more compliant we are, the more likely we will be out of this quicker. And I can't leave this phone call, Joel, without saying, you know, if you are sick, get tested. And as soon as you are able, make sure you're not sick when you do this, please do get vaccinated. We all need to get vaccinated, and encourage your whānau members to get vaccinated as well.
Thank you again for sharing your time with us today and all this information that could help us all at this time of lockdown. Thank you again, Minister Carmel.
Kia ora, Joel.
Ai ko te minita Carmel Sipuluni me tēnei kaupapa o te whāngai tangata i tēnei wā o te noho rāhui hakamoho ao me tēnei taumata tua whānau. Reire, te whānau hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika i wā te kaumāwhitu ira tahi te iariri.